Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about how do you know if you are inspired? Wayne Dyer had quite a few things to say about this whole idea of inspiration. Inspiration is being moved by a force that's more powerful than our ego, with the invisible reality that ultimately calls us to our calling. We surrender to the always present force that urges us to be in the blissful state of inspiration. You know, we don't have a whole lot of inspiration around us these days. Listen to the news, and it's full of anxiety and trauma, and whatever you're talking about, the economy. You watch reality TV, which is a bunch of bogus bullshit, basically, that has nothing to do with reality. It's just pretending to be reality. You see the soap operas where people are just yelling and screaming at one another, acting this out, and then making love in the next second. And then we have the whole world of video games, and we have the world of believing that we are connecting with people on social media. It's rather impossible to really, truly relate to people on social media because most of those people you don't even know. You think you know them, but you really don't know them because you've never met them, you haven't really talked to them face-to-face or on the phone. So there's a lot of ambiguity in terms of who these people may actually be inside. So what do we need to do in order to find inspiration in our lives, to feel moved, to do those things that are more powerful than us, that we really cannot help doing? In my own world, I know that I feel inspired when I feel it in my gut. I feel like I have to do this thing, or maybe someone said something to me that really moved me to thinking in a totally different manner than maybe I was doing before. It's a really excitable, happy, wonderful feeling that inspiration is. It is the thing that moves us into action to do those things that matter. I'm going to challenge you to find yourself people to be with, to hang around, who are doing things that inspire you in some way, shape, or form. I'll give you an example. When I was called to go to Uganda with one of my clients, and I saw this woman, Kristen, not only was she doing amazing things with the radiology, with the pregnant woman down there, making sure their pregnancies were okay and getting them care when they needed it through the ultrasound machine that was donated for that purpose. What was even more spectacular was the fact that while we were there for the week we were there, she had four adults who all came from very different professional backgrounds with four students, I think they were high school age actually, who were interested in international medicine. And because we were there working doing medical things, we were interested in how the population there was receiving care, how well they were learning about how, in this case, cancer was spread. We did another doctor, she was a psychiatrist, who was actually a cancer survivor, breast cancer. And I guess it was the nun who ran the health clinic there for the pregnant woman. They explained about how cancer, well, what we do and don't know about cancer, and just to lay their negative ideas as to what could possibly be causing it, like not eating the right foods, which, well, they get whole foods for the most part. They don't get the garbage we do here with all the processing, so it's less of an issue over there for a lot of that. But they also have cultural things where they think that maybe perhaps evil spells or things of this nature might have happened, though they do have a lot of Christian people down there. But there's still some people who think that people can do harm to others. So we wanted to get rid of all those myths and explain to them really what cancer was, how we believe it develops, and what they needed to do to get appropriate care, including breast biopsies, to make sure that everything was okay. And they even spoke to the men maybe having breast cancer sometimes too, even though it's rare. It was totally amazing. The whole thing was amazing. I don't know how Kristen put this all together. And then she was going to be there her second week with another group of teenagers being mentored by some other adults. Maybe some of them hungover. I don't know. But it was just amazing all the different projects she had running simultaneously with these teams of mentors and mentee working together over there. I found that a truly inspirational trip. And that wasn't even my part of it, where my client had created a very interesting non-pharmaceutical pain control item that they could take a squeeze ball with a little bit of scent in it and just smell the scent and squeeze down and have a little mantra to allow them to let go of the pain. So we were sort of mixing the sense of smell using the actual physical thing that most people do when they're in pain, they squeeze, and the hypnotic mantra so that they would have their mind off any discomfort or pain they might be feeling and be able to concentrate on their healthy, wonderful new baby that was coming. It was really quite miraculous in a lot of ways, that whole trip. And I was also inspired when I was teaching the Kenyan psychology students how to integrate hypnosis into their practice and why they might want to do so, with their teacher there actually in the class explaining the theory behind it from the psychological perspective and me talking about the hypnotic perspective. It was very interesting indeed. So there's lots of things that we can do actually that are really inspired. And by the way, neither of these were my ideas. They were ideas of clients of mine. Got me across the globe doing some really good work. It was very inspirational. But one doesn't need to go to Africa to do good work. There's plenty of people who need good work done here now. I'll give you an example of that. When I was speaking to a really good friend of mine, and she was explaining to me how her 10-year-old daughter was getting so anxious and couldn't take part in the things that she was really interested in because her anxiety was so bad, she just couldn't go through with it. And she had been in therapy for a year, and it hadn't gotten really that much better. The kid had learned a couple of cognitive behavioral techniques, like to think of something else, get her mind off of it, take space, things like that. But I offered my friend to work with her kid because this friend of mine had done a lot of edits of what was my easing at the time. And it was a pretty long easing, and she did it for, I don't know, a few years, actually. And her husband had actually put together my original website. So it was the least I could do was to offer to do the work with a daughter, which I knew wasn't going to take that much time because kids are smarter when it comes to hypnosis than adults are anyway. And I just did it gratis because I could. And she just felt so, so cared for. The same way she made me feel cared for when she had the guts to ask me if it would be okay if she edited my newsletter, to which I said, oh yes, definitely so, because my grammar and my spelling suck. By all means, I can use your help. And she did help me to really learn how to write better for the lay people out there and not get too confusing with too many subjects coming up in one posting or one article. So we took care of her kid, and her kid is doing really well now, and it was only like 4 hours and 2 sessions, no big deal. And that was inspiring to me too, because when I met up with her mom again, 5 days after the second session, she told me, well, the first time she couldn't go to the new program that she really wanted to do, but when her dad took her over, she went right in there and she was fine. Nothing happened after that. And that I found really inspirational. Because anytime we can help a kid to release themselves from anxiety or feeling bad about themselves, and get them feeling really good about themselves and let them know that no one's perfect so they don't need to be either, make their lives a lot easier that way. To me, that's inspiration. So, how do you know you're living an inspired life? I guess because you feel moved to do things that might be outside your comfort zone, or maybe you feel moved to do things because you can do it and you know you're going to make someone's life a lot better in some way. Or maybe it's a new idea that you got that you find interesting and fascinating and you want to delve into it. That's my main problem. I find a lot of things interesting and it just takes me away from my work a lot of times. Although, I have to say that many of these blog posts that I do and a lot of these podcasts come directly from all that research. I have other people who help me with the content that they think would be useful to my readers and you, my listeners. With that being said, I have to be inspired by the stuff that they send over, otherwise I'm not going to do a whole lot with it, frankly. But it's nice to know that people are out there looking, because I don't watch the news, and I don't read the news. The only news I know about is the news that my people tell me I need to know about, because I am not going to have my emotions be thrown into a negative state. Because once you're in a negative state, it only goes down from there. Nope. My feeling is that I am best inspired by learning new things and changing the way I think about other things and sharing that knowledge with my readers and with my listeners so that you too can get better ideas of how to do things and how to think about things. It's truly inspirational. So go outside, go find some reading, go find something that you find inspirational, and go take some action on it. Because when we're inspired, we have a much better quality of life than when we allowed ourselves to live in what my clients call the robot state. Robot state means you don't care about anything, you're just kind of going through the motions without emotion. What you need to know is that living an inspired life is the way to live. And the way to be inspired is to put yourself into situations where you're around people and ideas and concepts that inspire you. And once inspired, you can take off and do amazing things in this world, because it's really only a thought that leads to a whole new invention or a whole new way of dealing with things. One person, one thought. Inspiration. At this time, I would love to introduce you to a fantastic woman whose purpose is to inspire and empower others to be of service to humanity in a loving and caring manner while achieving their aspirations with integrity. Her name is Alicia Lawrence, and she has a podcast called I Live to Inspire. She also has a web blog where you can read the content. She says that everyone has their own definition of success and freedom, and she is moved to inspire you to get there by sharing her journey with you, called The Alicia Lawrence Show, I Live to Inspire, which you can easily find on Stitcher.com and iTunes. You love her warm, comforting Jamaican voice. If you'd prefer to read the content, go to her website at http://ilivetoinspire.com/podcast/. You will truly enjoy and learn much from what she shares with you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.